Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Philip Fisher's Common Stocks and Uncommon Profits. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about investing, or did it just confirm what you already suspected?
It completely shifted my perspective. I mean, I'd heard the phrase growth investing before, but Fisher's approach is so much more detective-like than I expected. It's not about charts or quarterly earnings. It's about understanding the company from the ground up.
Right. And he calls it the scuttlebutt method. That's such a great term. Basically, you don't just talk to the CEO, you talk to competitors, customers, suppliers, and former employees. You piece together a mosaic of information.
Exactly.
He says the most valuable insights come from offhand remarks, like a competitor grudgingly admitting that your target company has a superior product. That's the kind of truth you won't get from a press release.
And it's all about finding companies that can compound for decades. He's not interested in quick trades. He wants to identify a handful of truly exceptional businesses and hold them through thick and thin.
Which brings us to his 15-point checklist for evaluating a company. These aren't financial ratios, they're qualitative. Things like, does the company have a large market potential? Does it have a dedicated R&D effort? Is its sales organization superior?
And he asks about labor relations, management depth, cost analysis. I love that he wants to know if management thinks in decades or just quarters. That's such a telling question.
Right.
And if a company fails most of those points, he's out. He'd rather own 3 or 4 stocks he knows inside out than 30 he barely monitors.
Which leads to his contrarian view on diversification. Most people think owning lots of stocks reduces risk. Fisher says it actually increases risk because you can't truly know that many companies.
He argues that the real risk is permanent loss of capital from owning a mediocre business. A concentrated portfolio of exceptional companies is safer, he believes, because you've done the homework.
And he's very disciplined about when to sell. There are only 3 reasons. You made a mistake in your analysis, the company has fundamentally changed, or you find an even better opportunity. That's it.
He's adamant, you don't sell just because the stock went up or because the market is falling. You hold on through the storms. He compares a great company to a great work of art. You don't sell it just because its price fluctuates.
There's also a whole chapter on the don'ts of investing. Don't buy on a tip. Don't try to time the market. Don't get attached to a stock that no longer meets your criteria.
And don't buy a great company at any price. Even the best business can be a poor investment if you overpay. That's a crucial reminder.
I also loved his idea that the investor should act as a partner to management. Attend annual meetings, read everything, support them during tough times. It's a long-term relationship.
That's so different from the short-term trading mindset we see today. Fisher's ideal investor is patient, curious, and independent.
Honestly, the whole book is about character, the character of the company, the management, and the investor. It's a philosophical treatise as much as a practical guide.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
I think the big takeaway for me is the value of concentration and patience. Fisher makes a compelling case that owning fewer stocks, but knowing them incredibly well, is the path to real wealth.
And that investing is ultimately about understanding businesses and people, not just numbers. We'll see you in the next one.